I took a pill in Ibiza. And then da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And when I woke up, I was 5 years older.
I'm loving your energy, but you're going to have to learn the words.
You know how you don't know the words of the song? You'd be like,
look, I was about to just let you, I was about to let you go.
You about to start dancing, wasn't you?
I was about to turn to you and be ready for a symphony or,
that
you
song.
Know, it'd be like, a concert. But you got to understand the words at some point. You got to figure it out. Like,
nah, because I know what he's talking about, but I just can't regurgitate
that's like
it.
Back in the day when Bone Thugs and Harmony was out, you know, it was like the thing to know what the words were to that new song. Like, oh, everybody sung the songs, sang the beat.
And I'm going to miss everybody. And I'm going to miss everybody.
Right. You but like it was like only a few people.
You know how you do the ad-libs?
It was only a few people, though, that actually knew the words. And those were like considered the cool people. Like,
yeah, that was me.
Yeah, we know the real words.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that was me.
And I'm going to miss everybody. I'm going to roll and play my game.
Let's go hit a baby. That booty by the Bobby. Hey, I can't stop.
Hey, we just was sounding like what's that little cartoon, man?
What cartoon?
South Park. Characters off South Park.
And he'd be like, no, what's that? What'd he be saying?
Like Hanky the Christmas.
Nah, oh yeah, Hanky the Christmas poem. I'm sorry, listeners. That's just our little warm up conversation that we had before we start our podcast. Hello, I'm Maria Cribbs with my husband Joshua Cribbs, and welcome to what we do on these mics.
We're going to talk about that Ebonics or our words of the day.
Oh, I feel like I speak very eloquently.
Oh yeah, when we have to, we mm-hmm. wear many different hats. Mm-hmm. I do as well. I speak very differently.
But on the podcast, I get gangster.
Is that what you do?
Suburban gangster.
I'm about to say, is that what it is?
Don't get it twisted, Josh. You know suburban? I'm from the hood.
There, but the object is to make it out.
I made it out. I appreciate the hood. How you doing? Ain't never going back.
I'm about to say, you know how people say, oh, you know, you supposed to don't forget where you came from. I'm like, I ain't forget. I ain't supposed to stay here.
It was fun times. What's going on? It's beautiful outside. How was your workout?
My workout was awesome. I actually was listening to our podcast, cracking up the whole workout. I lied to you not. It gets me through.
No way.
Like, listening to our podcast.
How can you get a nice pace going if you start busting out laughing? I just mess up your breathing.
The reason why I laugh because I forget some of the things that we talk about on here. And I'm like, I don't even realize we said that. Like, what were you thinking when you said that? And that's what our audience doesn't know. Like, there are so many bloopers to whereas I have to say, all right, look, we got to just edit this out or
blooper.
Cut.
You like bloopers. Isn't it bloopers?
Bloopers.
You kind of said blue and then purrs.
Okay. Bloopers. I hope you're not the type of person that's on Instagram or social media trying to correct everyone's English.
Oh, no. My English is very poor.
And knowing that my the spell check be messing you up.
Yeah. Always blame the autocorrect.
You know all them bad texts you try to send me, and then it always change it around. You know, like, oh, you stupid father. I'm like, what? And I know you be wanting to say something else.
I ain't never text you nothing like that.
You stupid duck. I'm like, hey. I'm a duck now. Like, what?
Let me tell you something. About 10 years ago, right? this is a totally different topic. I had, know how you get mad at your significant other, boyfriend, girlfriend, spouse, whatever, mom,
but
I
got a feeling this about me, but go ahead.
No, I had, like, when you would call, it was a particular, you know, word or name that would pop up when I was mad at you.
Wow.
Like, I think I put enemy, like you were the enemy or something. It wasn't nothing bad.
You
like
did
that.
Used to put little stuff on it because I used to do the same thing.
You had the Wicked Witch of the West theme song.
Every time
you called.
Da-na-da-na-da-na,
but I just feel like that's so negative. Like, who? Like, how do you expect to have a positive day or a positive interaction with this person if you have every time they call?
It's going to be the Wicked Witch calling me. God.
Okay, but look.
All the
moment,
men understand out
the
there.
Moment, you know how sometimes you have to see somebody else do something to where you can understand, like, okay, maybe that's a little petty. I should stop doing that. Okay, so I was in esthetician school. we was in the cafeteria at lunchtime or whatever. And I know for like a few months, this one particular lady in class was always talking about her boyfriend, And I'm like, okay. So we were at the cafeteria table and she went to go get something out the microwave or something. And her phone started buzzing. And it was like, it said his name. And then it said a bad word after it, right? Can I say what it said?
Definitely not. Okay. Just give me the letter and I think we can use our imagination.
Male part head. And I was like, oh my God. It was, yeah, D head, D head. It had his name and then it had, like his last name was D head.
For real.
Huh?
I think we understand.
Male part head? Because you might have thought it was P head.
Like, I think, what? No. I think you're still trying. Stop. Like,
no, I just want you to let you know it was the D word.
I wish people, that's what we're going to start doing. The Josh and Cribs, look, the Josh bye-bye. Maria and the Maria Cribs show next is going to be 2.0, is going to be video as yeah. well. Because like, you should see her trying to do charades.
Because I don't want you to think it was the P word. It was
as
the,
though
it
I don't
the D
know.
Word.
I mean, that's a normal term.
But no, you could have thought it was the P word.
Why? I don't think.
Okay, so it was the D word. It was like D head.
You keep trying.
No,
we
I
understand.
Didn't say,
okay, go ahead.
Like, you know how people call Richard.
You about
for
to
short.
Say it again.
Okay, so I was like, oh my gosh. I was just really like, that was like an aha moment for me. Like let
dang,
me go ahead and change
I'm petty as I don't know
my
what
husband's
too.
Name on my phone. Because right. I looked at her like, how could you just call him
and
that?
Then you look down at your own phone and like, dang.
All I had was enemy, like, or evil enemy or something for you.
The evil one.
Yeah, I felt bad. And it's been about how many years it's been. I don't know how many years it's been since I've been in school. But that was the aha moment for me. Like, oh my gosh, she's so mean. And he might be a D-head. But you don't got to have that on your phone, you know. Because you know.
But I think sometimes that's the lesson for us when we're able to see ourselves.
Yeah.
You know, in other people. Because it happened like that for us. When we see different couples argue over the things that we used to argue over, mm-hmm. we see how immature or childish it was. And it helps us get over those things and say, dang, we were so crazy back then.
Yeah.
Or 2 days ago.
But I will say, with our friends that are newly married or in relationships, I thought, I think when you're above a particular age, you don't have to go through those same trials that we went through. Because we got married when we were what? How old were you?
I forget. 20.
20, 21.
I was 19.
Dang. Why you getting married so young?
I know, man.
I don't know. What was wrong
That's
with you?
That's why I'm trying to holler at Michael
Let's
J.
Do it
Fox,
over.
Man.
Let's do it over. Let's do it over.
Repeat.
Do over.
Hey, I'm down. High five. High five.
All
right. See
no,
other people.
Whatever. No,
I mean,
saying.
We can pretend. No.
Yeah, we can pretend. But I'm just saying, I thought that. We went through things because we were just young and, you know, didn't know how to be married, didn't know what to do, you know.
Right.
And then to see some of my 30 plus friends arguing about stuff that we argued about
right.
10,
unless,
15
unless
years
you
ago.
Know that it's just marital problems.
Man.
It's just problems that happen in a relationship. It don't matter how old you are. It doesn't have to do with where you are. It's just everyone goes through the same thing.
Everybody got to go through that, the boot camp.
Exactly. Exactly.
Man.
It's real out there.
It's real.
That's what I was going to ask you. And this was going to be another podcast show, you know, about
episode.
You know, what? Yeah. Another podcast episode was, is being single better or worse than being married and having problems. And we would have to talk about it from, and we have to invite some people on and talk about it from the standpoint of someone married and having problems. Not that they about to get divorced and all that, but they have problems. It's noticeable.
Right.
They committed to each other, but they just be going through it.
But babe, I feel like some people are not as transparent as us. So
but
we might
but
not
that's
get
what I'm
that
saying. We would probably be the married couple, you know, because we have issues. We don't shy away from it. We don't pretend we don't.
Mm-hmm.
And that's real life.
Right.
And then you have singles who are going through it, acting like it's the end of the world. Like, oh, I need somebody. I'm like, no, you don't.
No, you don't.
Like, you, as long as you got peace in your bed, peace in your refrigerator. What pastor say? Like, you know, when you put stuff down,
yeah,
you know it's going to be there when you get back.
You go to bed, not worry about, you know,
somebody not being
beside
you.
Cheating on you. Yeah.
Right. Peace. That's called peace.
That's called peace.
And they don't understand it until they don't have it.
Mm-mm. You're right.
But what you wanted to talk about today, babe?
So,
I thought you cleared your throat before the mic cut on.
I just want to let you know, I took some Zyrtec, and it should be kicking in about 40 minutes. So.
I'm a contact.
Let's see if we can do a 40-minute podcast.
I'm a contact the Zyrtec company. Because you've been like mentioning
probably
it
Pfizer or
so much. It's like you're doing free ads.
No, I live off of, I've been living off of it since like April.
Well, it's not doing a good job.
And it makes me sleepy.
You shouldn't be living off of it. It should, you should take it and it should go away and then maybe come back a little
bit. Well, I have Flonase now. And so we're going to see if that starts to work. Okay, but. All right. So you said you had a good workout, babe. I'm sorry. You had a good workout.
Great workout.
Okay. So.
Listening to the podcast.
How do you manage to come home and shower right away and I'm still in my workout clothes?
Because you a dirty, filthy somebody, man. That's just, I mean, that's explaining it. I can't sit around in my filth. I'm sweating. No. I'm going to stop disrespecting you.
Oh, my God.
I feel like, you know, when I work out, I sweat. I go at it for a high level long. I'm
as
out there.
Do I.
And I feel like maybe you don't. Do as
the shade is real.
No, I'm just
on
saying
because
you obviously
right
ain't because I can't come home and be in my workout clothes. I'm like, man, I smell. I gotta go get in the shower. I gotta smell fresh. That's just me.
But you notice that
you
I have my workout clothes on. So when I'm walking
but you
around
don't
the house,
smell like me when I work out.
No, you know, I smell like sweaty balls.
I'm a beast. I smell like a beast when I finish working out.
You don't have to smell like sweaty balls.
But you, I said a beast. I don't even say sweaty balls.
You can say beast. I'll say sweaty balls.
I don't smell like sweaty balls.
Although I've never smelled a beast balls. So you can call it beast all day long. I call it balls. It's like, okay, listeners, I know you sure you got things to do. So let's get right to it. Okay, Josh, the topic I have for you today. Before I go to the topic, let me just give you this scenario. So I'm at home watching one of my reality shows, which this time it happens to be Love and Basketball. Okay. In this particular episode, Evelyn, one of the cast members, takes it upon herself.
I really wish you would just tell me.
Listen,
the topic,
babe,
I don't want to hear these characters' names.
Okay, well, she takes it upon herself to set up a makeover for one of the cast members. And but listen to this. Okay, so
do they know? Did they know about it?
So listen to this though. This
Go
is
ahead.
The thing. I was like, oh, you know, as I was watching the episode, I was thinking, you know, I don't think there's anything wrong with if you have a friend or someone in your life and you're like, they're in a slump right now. Maybe they just got out of a terrible relationship or just had a baby or something and they need a little oomph to get over the hump. And you can see what they're going through because you know them and you're compassionate towards their situation. So you're like, oh, let me go take her to get her nails done or hair done. Or, I mean, if you want to get somebody a complete makeover, then, okay, I understand if you're doing that for your friend. But in this case, Josh, this lady was, she's a brand new cast member. I don't believe Evelyn knows her from a can of paint. And in the episode before, she was kind of, you know, shading her a little bit, talking about an outfit that she had on. So I feel like, you know, she was like, oh, something about her biker shorts or something like that, right? Like, oh, I can't believe she got on biker shorts. Oh, my God. You know, just kind of just joning on her a little bit, right?
Right.
So I'm like, okay, so then skip forward to the next episode where she's, you know, we should give such and such a makeover. And I think it would be a good idea to give her a makeover, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, you know? I was like, maybe it's coming from a negative place because the way you were just, you know, making fun of her the episode before.
Kind of dogging her.
Yeah. And so as I watched the episode, oh, my God, it was so horrible. She kind of got a little warning from what's the crazy one's name? Jackie. And she was like, oh, she going to punch you in your face. I don't think this is going to be a good idea. Like, even crazy Jackie knew this ain't going to be right. What do you think about, and I will say I was looking at Evelyn and how she was, you know, how she was trying to, you know, get this crazy stylist who was on there just kind of just raping the girl down, just, you know, talking about how she dressed in a condescending way. It was just not a positive experience at all. But then once it kind of backfired and it made Evelyn look bad, of course, that's when we hear the tears come rolling. Okay. And I'm like, the only reason you crying now is because you probably thinking about how this is going to turn out and look on TV and it's going to make you look real bad, which it did. Now, I know reality shows have editing and things like that that make probably things look better or worse than what they were, but I'm just going off of what I saw.
Right.
So from what I saw, I'm going to ask you the question. Do you think it's appropriate to tell someone that they need a makeover? Because the girl wasn't having it, babe. It was disheartening to see. Like I think she tried to just kind of play, because I'm doing the show, so let me just make nice with everybody. So she kind of was like iffy about it, but like, okay, I'll do the makeover. But then as the stylist was adding insult to injury, and then there, you know, she's just kind of looking around like, this don't feel right. Like, I don't even know Evelyn like this. She recommended I get a makeover. Like, So then she ended up backing out of it and just basically telling everybody off. But I'm asking you, do you think it's ever appropriate to tell someone that they need a makeover?
Okay, so first, in that situation you just described, mm-hmm. don't ever tell me that nothing like that again. I don't want to hear about your reality TV shows.
Come on. I got to get in there somehow.
Look, we did the podcast. It's not okay with me. Mm-hmm. We disagreed. I don't care for that reality TV show. And so for that question, the way they did it, mm-hmm. totally wrong. On TV, okay. it was probably to undermine her, to say, hey, my clothes is better than yours, my style better than yours. I'm killing you. Hey, get on my level, and this is how you do it. That was totally wrong. Maybe it should have been done in that situation off air, via a text, via like, hey, girl in the ear, like, let's go out on Saturday when the cameras ain't around.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get you good. And then, you know, they become good friends because of it, because mm-hmm. it was secret, and maybe it comes out in the book, you know, about 2-3 years, 5 years later, like, yeah, such and such got me together.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. But no.
You ain't gonna just play me on air like this. Like, let me.
I think it was some shade.
And who
right
died
there.
And made her Anna Wintour? Like,
right. And it's
who,
all.
Who? Are you the fashion guy now? Because I will say this, like, the girl, the new cast member, I forget her name. She's a beautiful girl.
You're doing it again. This ain't no reality TV podcast.
Recap.
No, it's no recap.
Okay, listeners, I don't know if you understand. The lovely thing about this podcast is there are particular times where we don't know each other's topic. So you get the raw, you know, like, deer in the headlights response. Right. So he didn't know we were going to be doing this today. But let me a quick recap. Josh, the girl's young. She's a nice looking lady. She might have had a kid or two. So she said she was dealing with some baby weight issues and things like that.
But
my thing with old girl Evelyn is like, who died and made you the fashion god? Like,
hold up. Baby weight.
The girl probably like 10, 15 years younger than Evelyn. I will say that. Evelyn
is 10
and 15
years old?
She
10,
younger,
15 years
younger.
Old?
So they're not going to even dress the same. Weight. No, okay. I'm just saying they're not going to even dress the same. Like, I feel like Evelyn dressed more like a mature woman now, opposed to how she used to dress when she was on Basketball Wise Miami. So old girl might not want to take your fashion advice because you dressing, you know, like you a little older in age. So I was just looking like, dang, that, I don't know.
And I agree with you. Mm-hmm. And I feel like, you know, you wrote me into this conversation good. I might want to say that.
Mm-hmm.
But I gave you my honest opinion. I think it was done out of shade.
Mm-hmm.
I think that, you know, if you honestly care about somebody, you won't put them on blast.
Yeah. But it's can you honestly care about somebody who you just met? Like, if she just met this girl and then you on national TV,
you can
saying,
definitely.
Oh, let's give you a makeover. That's not coming from a nice place.
You can definitely show compassion. I think that's what you show when you just meet somebody. It's still done off air. It's mm-hmm. still done in a way that no one knows about it.
Mm-hmm.
So in the same manner that you propose that question, I would say this. I would say you do it in a way no one knows about it. Like, no one knows that me and you about to go get a makeover.
Mm-hmm.
Or no one knows you asked me that question.
Right.
And it's the same thing, like I said last podcast, is about, you know, that friend test.
Mm-hmm.
No one should know that my zipper is down, but me and you, if you're telling me, no mm-hmm. one should know I have something in my teeth. You should tell me in private. If you think my clothes or my style is not, you know,
up to par,
right. Not even to your standards, but just it's just crazy.
Yeah, it's
no
like,
one
who's
should
rating
know
this. Like,
right, but
everybody
no one
has their own
it.
Style, and you never know what somebody's going through. Even the girl was like, you know, I'm trying to lose a couple pounds. I had some.
It's
kids.
A way you can do it.
It's a way you can do it, and it was horrible. I felt bad for that girl. I was just like, oh my god, this is like, embarrassing. I couldn't
like the way
I thought about you, babe. I couldn't believe I was watching this. I'm like, are they really doing this for
right.
ratings? Like this,
right.
You really coming down on
girl.
Her right now? Yeah, and I feel like the tears from Evelyn only came out after the backlash. Like, oh my god, I know this is going to look horrible on TV. I can't, you know. And then she crying more, girl crying as, you know, being put down like that. I
will say
it
this.
It was coming from a negative place. I didn't like that. That was horrible.
The reason, you know, one of the main reasons I hate watching reality TV shows because it shows us in a bad light. When I say us, I mean minorities. Not just black people, but minorities. People that are not in the, you know, higher realm of society.
The white ladies be on there getting dogged and cussing out and fighting too.
But that's
too,
what
girl.
I'm saying. Like, it's entertainment. It's still, mm-hmm. for the most part. Yes, because people just do anything for fame. I feel like it's making this generation push themselves, gives them another avenue besides, like, I want to be like Mike, the sports figure, the, you know, the regular job avenue. Now they have another realm they can go after. The slutty reality TV show, say whatever comes to their mind type of person.
Yeah.
And people try to really become that.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I'm going to sleep around and say whatever I want out my mouth and try to get on one of these shows.
Yeah.
Like,
let me go around and laugh at what somebody got on some biker shorts. Let me go around and laugh at them and go, my clicker girl, talk about how her biker shorts look crazy. That's wrong.
It's stupid. It's just... It's really crazy and it's getting ahead of this. So, but my thing is like this, like when we said with Kimora, with our daughter, you know, we told her like, hey, we need to change your style. I feel like, you know, she dressed like a little hippie. And I was like, I told her this. But I told her, this is my child. I'm like, man, and I love the way she's very frugal.
She likes to be very comfortable.
I try to spend money on her. She's like, oh no, these are $100. I don't want that. It's too much.
Can you buy me
some?
I'm
like, what?
She wants those retractable pencils.
I'm like, what? I appreciate you trying to save me some money, but I'm trying to get you looking, you know what I'm saying, like you're supposed to be looking.
But that's different when you know someone, like, you know, like for example, if it was one of my close friends and I know the potential that they have and I'm like, you know, I love them, so I want to see them in the best light, always looking and feeling their best. There's nothing wrong with saying, you know, girl.
But
you know,
first tell them that. Everything you just said.
Yeah.
You want to see them in the best light and they will feel that love from you, like, hey, I know an outfit that'll be banging on you. And that's how you started. And they like, what, for real? Let me try. Mm-hmm. This ain't me.
Yeah.
But girl, you got to get out the box, girl. I'm telling you, put this on, everybody going to be on you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's that love that's mutual.
That's not what was going down on the show. It was like, she dusty. Let me go ahead and get her together.
Right.
But it's like, get her together for what? Because you won't even hang with someone like her. Like, I was a little offended. So that's why I wanted to bring up this topic. Like, is it ever appropriate? And listeners, you can chime in on our social media or comment on the... comment space below on the podcast to let us know what you think. Is it ever appropriate to tell someone that's not really your friend, someone you're just meeting, that you need a makeover? I would hope that y'all would say no, because that what I saw was just wrong. It irritated me.
It's all in the way you do something.
Yeah.
Do these things. It's all in the way you say it. Your intent is everything.
Mm-hmm.
And the way you present the package is everything.
Yeah.
You know, because I just... You know, like I said, I hate that you brought the reality TV portion into it.
But it led to a very good topic. Is it ever appropriate? You have to care about people's feelings, and it doesn't matter. Like with these shows I watch, they try to it's like now it's getting to be like the older girls versus the younger girls. And my thing is, if you older, you so mature. Where's your class at? Where's your compassion?
You're doing it again.
You can't just dress.
You bringing that reality. Hey, I don't care about that reality.
It doesn't matter how classy you dress and how many diamonds you have on. That doesn't exude class when you up here dissing somebody for wearing biker shorts. Biker shorts, honestly, I was at Forever 21 trying to get Kimora outfit. They had all kind of tie-dye biker shorts. So the girl must be on to something, because biker shorts are back out. They're on trend this season.
I don't care what you get her.
And she might be 20, 30. I don't know how old the girl was, but she was younger than them. And I just felt like that was real class. Like, you ain't going to sit there and just jone somebody like that. Like, oh my gosh, she had on biker shorts. Like, you want to exude class, but you went over into a huddle of girls and was like, she has on biker shorts. Like, what does she have on? Like, man, it's I don't know. Maybe they was doing it for TV, but I was just a little irritated.
Yes,
my heart went out to that
girl.
It's
for TV.
That
you know
was
what?
Horrible. The
you
way
know
they
what's
made
happening?
Her feel, that was horrible.
But you know what's happening? You used to didn't care. You used to be like, man, they just, you know, and laugh. Like,
I would just cut it off and watch my next show, but I felt bad.
You didn't.
Yeah.
You used to just be kind of like, ha-ha, laughing with them because you know it's TV.
Not ha-ha, because I've never been the one to talk about people
but
and,
no, it,
and make fun of
people. Never been that
yeah.
tight, but I'm talking about when it's on the TV. You like, that's on TV.
You just write it off. You turn the channel and watch something else. But
you grow, you are seeing how they're treating people, how they're treating each other. It's wrong.
Yeah.
It's wrong. And it shouldn't have no place in it because it's very influential.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of these
but,
little
I
girls
mean,
out
there. But at the end of the day, there are
that.
People out there that are like that. So it does give you a look at reality. But I'm just saying, from the episode that I watched, my heart goes out to that girl because that was horrible. You never know. She could be dealing with depression, anything. That could take somebody over the edge. You embarrassing them like that on national TV. So I just got the question or the topic from that episode that I watched. And listeners, chime in. Let us know what you think. Just something I wanted to talk about today. I felt a little led to... Because you never know what a person's going through. So I felt a little led to bring up something like that in case you have someone in your life or someone who you're just meeting that you feel like needs a revamp maybe you want to choose your words a little bit just more carefully when you come to them. Or maybe you might not want to say anything at all. Maybe it's not up for you to recommend. Maybe it's up to someone closer to them than you if you're not as close with them to recommend something
just
like
show
that.
Compassion. That's
show
all.
Show compassion, yep.
Show compassion.
Yeah. But thank you all for listening today. Josh, I hope I didn't bore you too much with my reality
not
show.
Not too much. A little bit. But
I just kind of, like, you want to watch the episode real fast? I can show you.
Man, are you serious? Like, I mean, it's struggling.
Like, it's like 10-minute snippet.
Definitely not. Okay. I'm up here like, come on, man.
I just
want to
show you
because
I felt bad. It was horrible. But okay, listeners, thank you all for listening. We hope you enjoyed our topic today. You can find us on social media. I'm Mrs. Maria Cribbs 16 on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And also, you can find me at mariacribbs.com. Josh, where can they find you at?
Josh Cribbs 16, Twitter and IG. Holla at us.
All right. Y'all have a wonderful day. And thank you all for listening.